hear a message on hell. They'll never hear about there coming a pending judgment. They'll never hear about anybody needing to run and hide. They don't even believe that the rocks and mountains will, that people will cry out for the rocks and mountains to hide them. We live in a messed up day. We really do. I tell you, there is a day of judgment. There is a day of reckoning. There is a place called hell. I don't know if any of you have read the transcripts of Larry King and Joel Osteen. I think Brother Adam sent that to me. But he was asked several questions, you know, about whether Jews or Muslims, those who have no trust in Jesus Christ whatsoever, don't even believe that he was the Son of God, don't believe that he even came, perhaps. He asked this supposedly largest, well, he's the largest, he pastors one of the largest churches in America, I suppose, some questions concerning where they would go. And he says, I don't know. I'll tell you what, Jesus made it very plain. You know, in the 8th chapter of John, he says, if you don't believe I am he, you will die in your sins. Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in me or in him shall not what? Perish. Jesus, on several occasions in the 13th chapter of Luke, he said, except ye repent, you'll all likewise perish. I mean, Larry King was even dumbfounded by his response. Went on to ask him, well, what about the atheist? You know, surely these atheists, you don't believe they're going to heaven. I don't know. I can't judge their hearts. You know, all I can tell them is what I think about it. You know, they can believe whatever they want to kind of attitude. I tell you what, people need to believe in Jesus. Amen. And it's a sad commentary on this generation for people to be going to Christian churches and never, ever, ever hear any messages that condemn them or tell them that they need to believe in Jesus or they will go to a place called hell. Amen. Perhaps we are the very first generation to have such a people. Do you realize that? You look back through history, every Christian church believed in a hell. Even the unsound ones. Why are people wanting to avoid the truth of God's Word? In the 16th chapter of Luke, Jesus made it very plain. He pulled back the veil. He showed us. He clearly explained to us that there is a place called hell. He showed us by telling us of two men that died. One was a rich man, the other a poor man. One went to heaven. His name was Lazarus. The angels came and ushered him into glory, where he was resting his head on the bosom of Abraham. And he said the other man died, and he had a eulogy. He had all the declarations of prominence at his wedding. He was buried. He had a ceremony. But the Bible says that in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. In hell. In hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There will be people crying out to the rocks and mountains, hide us! Hide us from the face of the Lamb. I'm telling you, people, if you're not right in the sight of God, if you've never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've not been saved by the grace of God, if you don't receive that, obtain that before you die, where death finds you, eternity awaits you. And the unbelieving will go. Well, the Bible says that. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, they will go where? They will go to that place where there's fire and brimstone. I'm glad I heard messages on hell, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I heard that there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Jesus said, in hell, there are people today that are burning their souls, their disembodied spirits. They're existing in a place where the angels were, the angels that were enchained, the terrible, worst, evil angels that God had to chain up to keep them from hurting us and destroying us. And there's a place that He prepared for them. There's a place that God prepared for the devil and his angels, and it's a place called hell. Amen. And God has said those who refuse to trust in Jesus Christ, who made the atoning sacrifice on Golgotha, who refuse to believe that He resurrected on the third day, who refuse to believe that He ascended to glory and sat down on the right hand of the Father, who refuse to hear the gospel and obey it, they will go to a place called hell. And the moment you die, you will in hell lift up your eyes, being in torment. Multitudes of people. Just this very second, suddenly, every day. And I'll tell you another reason why people don't want to hear about hell, because Christians don't want to come to the realization that their friends and their neighbors and their loved ones, if they die lost, are going to hell. The devil don't want you to think about that. He doesn't want us thinking about people instantly, every moment of the day, perishing or suddenly waking up, being in torment, lifting up their eyes. Suddenly lifting up their eyes. In hell, he... Look at that passage. You turn there with me. I'm going to have to preach a little bit. Look at the 16th chapter of Luke. I'll show it to you. It's in there. Jesus said it. At verse 23, he said, in hell, he lifted up his eyes. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. Look at the previous verse. What happened to the rich man? He also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. You take out the doctrine of hell, you've ripped out the very nerve of our evangelism. For if there's no hell, then there's nothing for people to get saved from.
Amen.
Huh? I mean, don't worry about it. Don't be aggressive with the gospel. Don't try to persuade people that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Don't worry about it if there is no hell. But I tell you, we better be worried about it. Amen. Saints and sinners both need to be concerned that people are not right with God. And every moment of the day, there are people who are dropping into the pits of hell. And in hell, they're lifting up their eyes. Tomorrow may be your friend. Tomorrow may be my friend. Tomorrow might be one of your family members. Tomorrow might be one of my family members. I'm telling you, people, we need to get serious about the gospel. This is the most important thing we ever do in life. These spiritual things, these eternal things, the things that Jesus gave us to do. He said, go into all the world. And He didn't mean to tell us to just do it on occasion. We need to be aggressive about it. Amen? We need to be militant about it. Oh, we need some of that old preaching. I tell you what, most churches couldn't handle some of the old time preaching. You get out one of them sermons that was preached about 100 years ago about a militant church. Huh? We need to be marching for Jesus. Amen? We need to be waving that bloodstained banner to people and telling them, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you will perish. Our society, our country. Oh, I know people go to church nowadays and they say, well, I don't want you to scare my kids. Well, they need to get scared, because unless they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, except they repent, they will perish. They will go to that place that the Bible talks about over and over and over and over again. Amen. There are multitudes of scripture I could show you. Turn to the book of Revelation. Let's just read just a few of these. Look at Revelation 19, for instance. The last part of the 20th verse. He said, both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Look at the 20th chapter, verse 14. He says this, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Look over in the last chapter. Move over to the 21st chapter, verse 8. The fearful and the abominable, the unbelieving, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Over and over again throughout Scripture, Jesus told us, John the Revelator told us, the Holy Spirit has told us, there is a place of brimstone and fire, a lake that burns forever and ever. It's a bottomless pit of utter darkness, Jesus said. And if you don't trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, if something doesn't take place in you that changes you and transforms you, if Jesus is not your Savior and your Lord, you will eternally perish in this place. It's real. It's real, I tell you. Do you realize that on one occasion, and I can show you this in the book of Matthew, I believe it is, where he told us in Matthew, it was in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. He told us to avoid this place at all costs, even if you had to mutilate yourself, avoid this place. If it took plucking out your eye, avoid going to hell. If it took cutting off your arm, cut your arm off rather than go to hell. Well, I'll just read it for you. I tell you what, this is serious business, isn't it? For Jesus to say, look, if it takes a mutilating yourself to avoid this awful place, mutilate yourself. Now, that's what he said. I'll read it for you. Look in Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. Look, he says this, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish and not thy whole body should be cast into hell. Well, you can read on there. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. Cast it from thee, for it is profitable unto thee that one of thy members should perish, then thy whole body should be cast into hell. Jesus preached and he taught that there is a real hell. I'm tired of this. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of this cotton candy theology.
Amen.
All right? Aren't you? That's not what I was raised on. And young people, listen to me. I know there's a draw toward that health, wealth, and prosperity, and everything just pretty. I tell you what, it's not a pretty sight for people being dropped off into hell.
Amen.
Serious business. And people, that's what our business is about. We want to preach the gospel that people might be rescued. Oh, great goodness, listen, if people are rescued while they're still alive, while they still have opportunity, they will perish forever, forever, and forever. There's no annihilation in hell. You don't burn up. It's a bottomless pit. You never find your footing. You drop further and further and further and further and further away from God. You're separated. He says in this passage in the 16th chapter of Luke, he said there's a great chasm between you and heaven. You can't cross over. There's a distance, a separation. Listen, if your mother is saved, she's saved unto herself. If your dad is saved and God-fearing, those things are characteristics of him and not of you. Listen, you can't go to heaven on the shirt tail or the coat tail of mom and dad. If you get saved, you're going to have to get saved. You can't get saved on the prayers of mom or the prayers of dad or the prayers of grandma or grandfather. You're the one that needs to pray. You're the one that needs to repent. You're the one that needs to believe the Lord Jesus Christ that you might escape the damnations of hell. And Jesus over and over again said, escape this awful, awful, awful place of torment. He prayed for a drop of water to cool his tongue. He says in verse 24, listen here, I am tormented. I am tormented in this flame. Look at me. Look with me in Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25 just for a moment. Matthew 25 and 46. A lot of people think that they're going to get away with stuff But there's an eternal retribution. There is a payday. I mean, it only makes sense. It's just common sense tells me there's a hell. There's a lot of people thinking that they're getting away with a lot of stuff here. And I assure you that there's a payday for them. God is going to hold them accountable. There's a day when they will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And there will not only be retribution for refusing the gospel. I tell you, there's a retribution for the hideous acts of people that they have committed on the face of this earth. Amen. The offenses. The evil that's been done by people. These people one day will pay. One old preacher said one time, he said, if there's not a hell, we're going to have to invent one for them. They're that awful. But there is a hell. Jesus said they're going to be punished. They're going to perish. He said they're going to exist there. Look in verse 46. Matthew 25 and verse 46. We can march through many scriptures today. I encourage you, just get you a concordance and look them up. There is a place called hell. Listen, God doesn't want you to go there. Jesus didn't want you to go there. He's done everything in His power to prevent you from going there. He sent His only begotten Son to save you and rescue you from going to that awful place. He said this, these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Look at that verse. These shall go, not to just a few days of time out. No. No, not just 15 days in some cushy jail cell somewhere. These shall go into everlasting, notice what it says there, everlasting punishment. Everlasting punishment. I know there are many other scriptures that come to mind as I talk about this subject. Jesus said in that place there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Can you imagine that? Pain so severe you'd bite yourself. Huh? You ever gotten burnt? Sometimes you'll rub it, you know, and you'll try to, you know, you spit on it, or you'll try to cool your finger if you get burnt on the stove. The pain will be so severe that they will be gnashing on themselves with their teeth. There'll be wailing, the Bible says. There will be crying. There will be screaming. It's a place of torment. Jesus described it as a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is unquenched. Everlasting punishment, everlasting damnation. Jesus called this place a horrible place. Jesus plainly declares here in Luke, in hell, He lifted up His eyes. In the book of Peter, third chapter, the Bible says God is not slack. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Be rescued, amen? It's not the desire of God that people perish. If they go there, they go there of their own power, their own accord. Listen, Jesus wants to save you. God wants to save you. It's not His will that you perish. He wants to rescue you. That's why He came, amen? If you go to that place, anybody goes to that place, they have to step over the mercies and the grace of God. Many people will be stepping through tears that their fathers have shed and prayers that their mothers have offered up, or grandparents that have been on their faces before God on their behalf. They'll go to hell stepping over all that stuff. Listen, many of you in this church house have been given a wonderful privilege. You were raised up in a good, God-fearing family that loved you and called upon the Lord on your behalf. And listen, my friend, don't take that for granted. Listen, when the Holy Spirit is working in your heart and convicting you of your sins and making you realize you need Jesus, and you feel the flames of hell grabbing hold upon you. Run to Jesus. Flee for rescue. And he will rescue you if you'll come to him. Listen, we need to get a song. I'm going to give an invitation. And I want all that you're here today that have never been saved, I want you to trust in Jesus with all of your heart. He is the only hope you have. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. I'll tell you that we need this kind of preaching in our churches. Till my dying day, I'm going to tell people there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And they'll just flee for refuge and lay hold of Jesus. Jesus will rescue you. I tell you what, I'm not going to that place. There was a day when I was going there. There was a day when I felt the flames of hell get hold upon me. They were licking at my heels. The devil was trying to get me. He was trying to get me. But listen, I fled to Jesus and I laid hold of him. And when I came to the cross, he saved me. He forgave me. And my friend, I'm on my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. I was saved by grace. Not just saved from a mud puddle or saved from some financial woe or saved from getting poor looking clothes. I was saved from hell. Saved from hell. I was delivered. From that awful place that I actually, when it was shown to me by the Holy Spirit, that was the place I deserved to go. But I was delivered from the lakes of fire. And my feet are going to walk the streets of gold, praise God. I'm going to be among the angels up there. And we're going to fly around the throne of God. And we're going to say, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb of God, that Lamb that was slain for me. Praise God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you have never been saved, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Be rescued. Be saved. Let the blood of Jesus be applied to your heart. Go ahead and sing here. Let the blood of Jesus be applied to your heart. Saints of God, listen to me. Listen to me. Now is the time we need to get on fire for God. We need to march for Jesus. Encourage people to seek after the Lord that they might be saved. Come, for there's time and opportunity. Jesus wants to save you and rescue you. Will you come? Have you been to the throne? Found grace and mercy? Is there someone here today you've never been saved? Lord is working in your heart. The saints of God have been praying for you. Tears have been shed on your behalf. Oh, but my friend, you've got to trust in Jesus for yourself. You need to come to know him. Escape. Flee the wrath that's to come. Don't be one of those crying for the rocks and the mountains to hide you from he that sitteth on the throne. Oh, come, trust in Jesus Christ with all of your heart. He will save you. His blood was shed for you. He died on Calvary for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek him with all of your heart. Find forgiveness. Find eternal salvation. Go away from here knowing that you've been to the fountain and drank the living water. Go away from here knowing that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Knowing that he's applied his blood to your heart. Would you come? Come, escape. Escape. Flee for refuge. Flee for refuge to Jesus Christ and he will atone for your sins. Come. Jesus has his arms outstretched and he said, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. He will give you rest for your soul. I tell you, there's ease that comes in to your heart when you know that you're one of the redeemed and on your way to heaven. Yeah. One of the redeemed. Listen, we have some praying in the back. I want us to get on the altar. I want us to pray for these. If somebody is standing beside of you and you know they're lost and in their sins, ask them if they want to come and pray. Listen, you'll never get saved till you pray. You've got to bow your knee. You've got to humble your heart. You have to repent. You have to believe in Jesus. You have to be the one to obtain eternal life. No one can do it for you. We can encourage you. We can tell you about this place. Listen, but you're the one that needs to repent. God holds you accountable personally. you. So let's give the altar all that will. Let's sing another song as we gather. I'll tell you what I want us to say. I want to sing our church song. I have a desire to see you saved. I want to take you to heaven with me. I'm going to heaven. I see people and they are without a consciousness and they're without a concern of where they're going. They're marching off into the lakes of hell. And I want to rescue them. I want to do whatever I can to keep them from going there. I want to fall down in front of them and say, look to the cross. Be rescued. Be rescued from the awful torments, the awful damnations of hell. No, God doesn't want you to go there. Jesus died that you might not go there. The saints of God, your parents, your friends, your loved ones, they don't want you to go there. So come to Jesus and be rescued. Lay hold of Him. He will save you from your sins. Let's sing our church song and gather the altar. Every one of us need to be out there trying to keep people from going to hell. Amen? That's what the church is all about. It's not about this fluffy, flowery stuff. It's not about how well we dress. This is not a club. This is not a place where we show ourselves. This is a place where we show people the way. We show them the way to heaven, and it's through Jesus Christ.
God bless you.
Would you come today?